Hello and welcome to What's Next. My name is Christine Heinonen. I'm at the Future of Web Apps in London, and I have a very special guest for this episode. It's Ben Hu from ICANN Has Cheeseburger. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how you doing?
How would you like the conference so far?
Oh, it's been great. I was really surprised by the amount of enthusiasm they had for lolcats, actually.
Yeah, because you have a lot of fans in Sweden, but if you don't know what lolcats are, could you just explain it a bit briefly?
Sure. It sounds really weird, and you really have to see it because it's a visual product, but it's entirely user-generated pictures of cats with funny captions on them.
And that's it?
That's really what it is, yeah.
And you have managed to build an amazing amount of followers and a community around this site. How many visitors do you have?
We have 5.5 million unique visitors every month.
And how did it all take off? How did you see that, oh my God, this is actually going to be something?
Sure. I first visited a site back in April, so I'm actually not the original founder of the site. We purchased the site from the two co-founders back in September of 2007. So we saw the potential pretty early on. We thought that the community was very interesting and creative and also very loyal to what they were doing.
And you have been giving a talk just now talking about how to grow and nurture your community, how to take your community to the next level. And you said something which I find interesting. You said that a community is basically it's shared experiences. Could you tell me a bit more about that?
Sure. The underpinnings of a community is that people have to agree that they have something in common with each other, whether it's a need or an experience or something. For us, we don't serve any particular need, I guess, other than to have a laugh. So what we want to do is we want to encourage people to share laughter together. And that's a shared experience. And not only is it shared, it's also a very positive one.
And how does that grow into a community?
Well, if you find some place that makes you happy, chances are you'll come back. To us, that seems like a pretty simple proposition. To execute it, it's a little bit more difficult because you have to be consistently funny to a large amount of people. And I'll tell you, a lot of people come to our site and say, I don't understand this, I don't find this funny, and they move on. And that's okay with us. We realize that our sense of humor may not appeal to everybody, but in order to counteract that, we've now gotten 8 websites that appeal to a very wide range of subjects.
You said that when it comes to also to growing a community, you have to make a decision, like, which part of the community do I actually want to like spend some extra time on and take care of? Like, what kind of decision did you make when it came to ICANN Has Cheeseburger?
So for us, it was, there's a very big group of loyal fans who love the site, and we spend a pretty significant amount of resources making sure that they're happy. But we also made a conscious decision that there's a very large audience that we don't hear from, that is people who love the site, who visit every day, who may not email us or may not comment or may not really do anything other than just consume the content of the site. So we made a conscious decision to convert those people using small tactics, small encouragements to interact, so that they'll become a part of the fan base that interacts with us on a daily basis. We thought that was the best use of our time because the community is far greater than what we read about on the site.
So what are those small steps? You were talking about like a tiny power, for example.
Yeah, so we love simple things. Partly because we don't want to be very complicated. We like to do very simple interactions. So we allow people to rate pictures on the site. It has no back-end system that's fancy, that ties into account management. It's really, really simple. And you can literally click on a star rating that's actually got burgers instead of stars, just because we want to be different, and express your opinion on a piece of content. And that allows people to say, when I interact with the site, I feel good about it, so I'm gonna come back and maybe interact a little bit more the next time. So we're taking these tiny little steps towards people becoming a regular fan.
And you also said something that that people love info porn. What is that?
Info porn is a mirror. We love to look at ourselves, we love to look at who we are, how other people perceive us, and if you give data about a person's behavior or performance back to them, they really enjoy looking at it. And especially if it changes on a daily basis, they're willing to come back and see what happened to their reputation.
And on ICANN Has Cheeseburger, you have something that you call, fans, right?
Right.
So how does that work?
So fans work, very simply, if you add somebody else's picture to your favorites, you're listed as a fan under their listing. Now, there's nothing you can do about it. Like, you can't, like, contact them or you can't really do anything. It's just a list of number of fans you have. But it's a great way for us to tell the users that they're being appreciated, that somebody else appreciates the work that they've done.
You appeal to people's vanity in a way.
we appeal to people's creativity. We allow people to recognize how creative they are when it comes to creating funny content. And it's actually, you know, I say that kind of humorously, but it's really true, because not everybody's like sense of humor appeals to everybody else. So what we're allowing people to do is find others who have a like, similar sense of humor.
And you also said that when it comes to sharing content and growing your community, you have to, in a way, encourage theft. That is basically what you do. Why should you encourage that?
Because we realize that our content is not that valuable, that we don't have to have this iron death grip on our own content because we don't want others to steal it. Yes, people do steal it for their own commercial purposes, and you know, we try to discourage that, but we're really more dedicated to allowing our casual users to take our content and share it with their friends and say, I enjoy this, this is my, appeals to my sense of humor, so if you like it, you can go there. And in fact, they're spreading our site and our brand, our messaging to other people. In fact, there's an added value when I take a piece of content that I like and show it to my friends. I am filtering the thousands of pictures that we have down to what I enjoy that I think my friends will enjoy. In fact, they're adding a layer of value when they're actually, quote unquote, thefting our content.
There was a journalist standing up in the audience asking you a question just about that, and you got off on a kind of...
a high horse.
Yeah. Well, on a high horse. But I think it's really, really interesting, because you said that journalism need to think in this way too. Could you tell me a bit more?
Sure. I think people fear the stealing of content, and I use that kind of ironically. People don't steal content, they publicize it for you. You know, if people didn't share how much they like somebody else's idea, ideas don't propagate. It is a nature of data that it wants to be sent from one person to another. So I think copyright laws exist to protect the intellectual property, but that doesn't mean you have to enforce it at every turn. And we think that if you are able to properly credit the person and to spread that creativity to somebody else, you're adding value to the person who created it.
But then, of course, the follow-up is always, but what about credibility? Could New York Times really allow everyone to embed their news stories on their blogs, etc.?
Sure. I mean, the more people agree with you and want to talk about your what you're saying, I think that adds credibility, that adds a layer of trust, at least from a specific audience. And if you hold that back, you'll never have a discussion about what you're saying. You'll never have a discussion about, you know, how to make that piece of content better. It's a great feedback loop.
So when are you going to start consulting for like mega media companies?
I doubt that'll ever happen.
But still, you are now like a network, you could say. You have, was it 8 different sites?
That's correct, 8 sites.
So why did you decide to go this way, or in this direction?
So we didn't wake up one day and say, hey, let's create a celebrity site. We actually saw pictures coming through our system that had celebrity pictures, and we actually started seeing a growth in the number of celebrity pictures that were coming through the system. So we're like, oh, okay, well, if the users want to do this, we might as well encourage this. We might as well enable it, allow them to showcase their sense of humor about celebrities. So we went out and licensed a whole bunch of celebrity pictures and uploaded them to give them kind of a boost in doing this. And so we do this on a regular basis. We look at what people are doing, what they're enjoying, and just encourage that pattern.
You're not really coming up with original ideas in a way.
None of the stuff that we do is original. In fact, nothing that we do is original when it comes to our sites. We look at what's happening on the internet and we think about how do we make it easy for other people to participate in that meme. Lolcats were created on a site called 4chan, which, you know, then spread to other sites. So when we came along, it was already several years into the phenomenon.
Are people a bit surprised about the amount of strategy and smart thinking that it takes to build a community like Lolcats when it comes to it's actually about a site with a picture of cats?
You know, that's kind of funny. We don't really think about that. It's just something that we like to do. We just enjoy making the community better. We like to grow the community. We just want to make our users feel happy about being on the site. So it's kind of weird for me to come here and talk about this, because we don't think about how do we build a method of building community. It's just something that we try. It's trial and error, and we fall flat on our face every day. And we're pretty good at falling flat on our face. We're also very good at picking ourselves back up. So I think that's, you know, that's how we learned our lessons.
But now this network, you have a huge amount of paid views, right?
Yeah.
How many?
In September, we did 104 million page views.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite
Are you surprised by that yourself?
Yes, absolutely. I am absolutely surprised. I'm also delighted that people enjoy what we do.
But you made a comparison with the WordPress.
Yeah, we account for 10% of WordPress.com's page views, which is it's just to show scale. 104 million page views. Like, people don't know what that means, and it's just, heck, sometimes I don't know what that means. So
what happens next?
Very good question. I didn't share this in the presentation, but we do our planning 30 days out. We don't do 5-year plans. We don't do 2-year plans. We just look at what's happening and we react to it. Flexibility and agility is very important to us. We're not going to lock ourselves into a project that's going to take 6 months to complete. So for us, it's to grow the next 30 days, and then we'll go from there. We'll see what else comes down the pipe.
Well, it seems to have been working quite well so far.
So far.
Okay, so if you would recommend to your Swedish fans another site except Lolcats,
sure,
and Icon as Cheese Bro, what would that be?
We have actually a phenomenal site that's been growing for the last 6 months, and it's actually been outpacing the growth of Icon as Cheese Bro, and it's called FailBlog, FAILBLOG.org. It's org. It's a German word. It's a little Schadenfreude, so taking pleasure in the misery of others. So it's pictures of people failing at life, and it doesn't require any linguistical skills in English. It's just you look
it's
at the
terrible.
Picture. It's horrible, but you know, humanity is fantastically great at making this stuff happen. We're great at failing, so we might as well have a little fun at it.
Okay, we're gonna check that out. Thank you very much for joining What's Next, Ben Hoff from Icon as Cheeseburger. My name is Christine Heinonen. If you want to check out our community, you can go to Facebook and you can join other listeners right there. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again soon. Bye.